India's most recent census revealed a startling statistic. If you tally up the number of children in that country, age 6 and under, there are a lot fewer girls than boys. In fact, about 7 million fewer girls. Public health experts believe they know why. Indian families have long preferred sons. Many families now have the financial means to learn the sex of a child before it's born and abort the fetus if it's a girl. That practice is illegal, but it's common. And reporter Hannah Ingber Nguyen wanted to find out what drives it and how families cope with the consequences. She brings us a story of one family in western India. We should note, we've changed their names at the family's request.
40 miles outside Mumbai stands a large farmhouse, painted cream with red trim. Inside, it's airy and welcoming.
Is that a house?
16-year-old Shriti shows me around. The large terrace, the living room, her bedroom.
Two girls here, two girls there, and my mom and dad sleep in the living room.
Shriti is one of four girls. She has no brothers. Her father, we'll call him Sanjay, works at a chemical company earning about $5,000 a year. That's a decent middle-class salary here. But Sanjay says it's not enough, especially with four daughters. For his first daughter's wedding, Sanjay spent about $9,000, almost twice his annual income. And he says this was just your average Indian wedding. Sanjay plans on taking out loans to provide his other three daughters with weddings and possible dowries. Despite the financial burden, Sanjay says he's content having girls. I'm happy with what I have, he says. But after Sanjay leaves for work, his wife, Anu, has an opportunity to talk. She wears a blue sari, and she has a red bindi on her forehead. She tells a very different story.
My husband would say, "Who will take care of me when I'm old? That's why you need a son. Girls will get married and go to their husband's house. Who will take care of us?" It went on like that. Him saying, "We want a son, we want a son."
Anu says the pressure to have a son grew throughout her marriage. It came from both her husband and her mother-in-law, so she kept getting pregnant. But with each birth came the bad news, a girl. When she was pregnant with her fourth child, she took some advice from her gynecologist. The doctor told Anu there was a radiologist in a nearby town who could tell her if she was pregnant with a girl or a boy. It's illegal for doctors to tell women the sex of their fetus, and for women to have abortions based on that information. But the laws are not enforced, and women can easily find out which clinics break the rules.
The next time, we went to Panvel on our own to have the test done.
Anu says she went to the radiologist and had an ultrasound done. She waited until the fifth month of her pregnancy because she was under the misimpression that the radiologist could only then make out the fetus's gender. She returned home with the news.
I told my family that I was pregnant with a girl, so I aborted it.
Anu got pregnant again and learned it was also a girl. She decided to go through with the birth, the teenager Shriti. Then she got pregnant three more times.
I wanted at least one son from anywhere, and that's why I fasted a lot and I prayed to God.
But each time, she went to the radiologist and learned the bad news. A girl. She aborted each one. Anu is now 50 and can no longer get pregnant. But she can't completely move on. She says the four abortions haunt her.
I feel a very strong connection to the pregnancies. Even now, I remember them all. When I sit doing nothing, I remember them all.
Now, every time something goes wrong in her life, she thinks she is being punished. When her husband gets sick, she blames the abortions. When she has trouble finding suitable husbands for her daughters, she blames the abortions. Anu used to pray and ask for a son. Now she prays and asks for forgiveness.
I aborted a child. I feel I have sinned.
Anu's struggles are reflective of what many families in India face. As Indians become more prosperous and have access to technology that can tell them the sex of a fetus, they are increasingly choosing to abort their girls. Demographers and health activists predict that in time the bias against daughters will fade as women achieve higher education levels and greater status in society. Anu says she won't encourage her daughters to have sex-selective abortions. She doesn't want them to go through what she experienced. And yet, when Anu's oldest daughter recently gave birth to her first child, Anu was worried that it would be a girl. That would have ruined the marriage prospects for Anu's other three daughters. Luckily, for the entire family, she says, it was a boy. For The World, I'm Hannah Ingber Nguyen, Mumbai.
Hannah's story was produced with help of Round Earth Media.